USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president is ready for possible legal challenges to his new vaccine mandates.
Have at it.
Visiting a middle school in Washington, D.C., President Biden noting he's so disappointed with some Republican governors and accused them of being so cavalier with the health of these kids. One governor who's not too happy with the mandates, Republican governor from South Dakota, Kristi Noem.
This is not a power that is delegated to the federal government. This is a power for states to decide. It's unbelievable what he is doing.
Fears of rising inflation continue after the release of a key economic indicator. The August producer price index rose 0.7% over July and 8.3% over August of 2020. The index measures prices charged by producers for goods such as washing machines and services. USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
During the 9/11 attacks, one of the hijacked planes was headed for the U.S. Capitol building until passengers fought back and crashed it in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Now there's an award in honor of those brave passengers. Superintendent of Flight 93 National Memorial, Stephen Clark, explains the significance of that flight.
That was really the first counterattack, counterassault on terrorism, as George Bush said, President Bush said in the very beginning of this particular story. And what those 40 individuals did as a unit to try and go and take back control of that aircraft is something that I think the world needs to understand.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. A federal judge is siding with Apple, finding the iPhone maker's developer restrictions and 30% commission for digital goods and services doesn't violate the antitrust law. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As President Biden continues to introduce vaccine mandates, a Republican congressman feels one group of people is being ignored.
President Biden announced a new federal vaccine mandate Thursday that will compel all employers with more than 100 employees to require their employees to get vaccinated against COVID or be tested for the virus at least once a week. Representative Andy Harris says the president's policy completely ignores Americans who already have a level of natural immunity from being infected by the virus. The Maryland Republican tells Newsmax TV that the mandate is nothing more than a governmental overreach.
You know, the example would be, you know, if the government decided everybody has to have an appendix, appendectomy, remove your appendix, but you said, well, but I've had it removed, and they said, we don't care, we're going to give you an operation anyway. Why in the world would you want to vaccinate people who had the natural disease and now we know probably have superior immunity? It's because the president says he can force you to do it. That's the reason.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The only remaining Confederate statue in Richmond, Virginia, is a hot topic of discussion. City officials are expected to gather on Monday to discuss the possibility of removing the monument honoring Confederate General A.P. Hill. If it's removed, the statue will go to a cemetery in Culpeper. The Robert E. Lee statue came down earlier this week in Richmond. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.